79.
Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
Lay hands on yourself, say it's already done. Say, I get it by faith. It's in the spirit realm, and the devil is defeated. So then here comes the question, why am I asking for what I already have? How about I need to stop asking and believe and receive what's already been given to me? That the only reason Satan has power over me is because of my lack of truth or because of a spirit of deception. And some of you say, well, Prophet Karn, you keep saying all this stuff is happening and I got all this stuff and I don't know why I have it. And a lot of time we ask ourselves, well, the reason it's not happening in my life is I must need more faith. But look at somebody and say, you don't need more faith. Oh, I'm going to help you today. Look at somebody on the other side and say, you don't need more faith. It's not that you need more faith. You just need to learn how to use the faith you already have and learn the laws of faith. Faith has laws. And until you understand the laws of faith, the faith will never operate in your life. Let's go to Luke chapter 17, verse 3. I want to go there. Let's go to the word of God. And I want you to read it and let's get in it. Luke chapter 17, verse 3. What does it say?
17:3.
Uh-huh.
Take heed to yourselves.
Yes.
If thy brother trespass against thee.
Come on.
Rebuke him.
Rebuke him.
And if he repent.
If he repent.
Forgive him.
God said if your brother do you wrong, tell him he was wrong. Okay. And the Bible say if he repents, do what? Forgive him. Keep reading.
And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day.
Right. He didn't just do it once. Now he done did it 7 times. Come on now. Now, it's one thing somebody kick you once. Come on now. Bam. I'm sorry. The Bible say forgive him. But then he kick you 7 more times. Now, some of y'all, let's be honest. You ain't there yet. Come on now. I mean, they barely made it through the first kick. And you got to prove to me that that was an accident. The Bible say if they kick you 7 more times, come on.
And 7 times in a day turn again to thee.
Uh-huh.
Saying, I repent.
If they kick you 7 more times and say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What the Bible say?
Thou shalt forgive him.
Forgive him again. Come on.
And the apostle said unto the Lord.
Ooh, this is so profound. Go ahead.
Increase our faith.
Stop. Now, he says, this is what they say. These men had seen miracles galore. They had seen dead bodies raised. These men had seen blind eyes come open. They seen the lame walk. They seen the dumb talk. They've seen all kind of miracles. And nowhere in your Bible, when they saw a miracle, did they say increase our faith. But when Jesus dealt with forgiveness. Ooh, that's powerful. When Jesus dealt with overcoming evil with good. They said, Lord, increase my faith. And that was God showing us that you don't just need faith for a breakthrough. You need faith just for everyday relationships. You need faith to forgive. You need faith to operate for you to go to work. The Bible says the just shall live by what? You don't need more faith. You just got to learn how to use the faith that you already have. Keep reading.
And the Lord said.
Now watch this. This is so profound. They said, Lord, increase my faith so I can forgive. Look at his response.
If you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed,
uh-huh,
you might say unto the sycamine tree,
yes,
be thou plucked up by the root.
Stop. He's telling them, you don't have a faith problem. Because all you need is mustard seed faith to pluck up a tree. You don't have a faith problem. Your problem is you're not using the faith that you already have. Keep reading. I'm going
and
somewhere.
Be thou planted in the sea.
Yes.
And it shall obey you.
Come on.
But which of you.
Oh, this is profound. Come on. 7
having
through 10.
A servant plowing or feeding cattle.
Come on.
Will say unto him by and by.
Yes.
When he has come from the field.
Come on.
Go and sit down to meat.
Yes.
And will not rather say unto him.
Uh-huh.
Make ready wherewith I may sup. And guard thyself and serve me.
Yeah.
Till I have eaten and drunken.
Come on.
And afterward thou shalt eat and drink.
Yeah.
Doth he thank that the servant because he did these things.
Does he thank the servant because he did these things. Come
that
on.
That were commanded him.
Yeah.
I trial not.
I don't think so. Read.
So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, saying,
yeah,
we are unprofitable servants.
God said, listen. Now this is during a time. Let me break it down for you. This is during a time where people had slaves. And Jesus said, which one of you, if you had a slave that was working for you, who had worked for 10, 12 hours, you got home and you ready to eat, would you give your servant or your slave some time to rest before he feeds you your meal? His answer is no. Let me help you. A slave master is not concerned about the well-being of his servant. The job of the servant is to do whatever the slave master tells you to do, whether you feel like it or you don't. God says, if you had a servant, good God, I feel the same. If you had a servant that had worked for 12 hours, he said, but if you wanted something, you would not tell the servant to rest a little while. You still make him get up and work. He said, your faith is a servant. He said, stop giving your faith a break. And let your faith go to work. Good God, that man is preaching. Let me help you. When you believe God for a house, and you get the house you've been believing him for, God said, don't stop there. Y'all missed it. If you believe me for a 5-bedroom, and I gave you the 5-bedroom, God say your mentality should not be, this is enough. Now I want you to believe me for a 10-bedroom. And some of you, your faith is sitting at home watching TV and it's in an unemployment line because you'd rather be comfortable than be in faith. But look at somebody and say, put your faith to work. God said, I don't just want to give you one house. I want to give you houses. I don't just want to give you one car. I want to give you a dealership. Look at somebody and say, put your faith to work. Now, y'all got to hear this. Because this is profound. Because a lot of us, you believe God for something. And once you get it, you stop believing.
Amen.
Come on now. You get a job that's making 100 grand a year. God say, don't stop there. Because I don't want you comfortable. Because if you get comfortable, you won't use your faith.
Amen.
I don't want you to stay where you are. He said, you need to put your faith to work. If I gave you a job making 100 grand, don't you think I can give you a job making 250,000?
Come on,
church. Can I give you a job making 500,000? I promise that somebody here about to use your faith like crazy. You about to believe God for crazy stuff. You about to step out and say, baby, if God don't do it, it can't be done. I don't care what I look like, but I'm going to trust God on this. Your faith is sitting at home because you want to be comfortable. I believe God. Lord, I'm trusting you for this house. You get the house. Now you in the house. You comfortable. Don't take no more faith now. And God said, you are causing your servant to be unprompt. Your faith is not producing you any profit because you want to be comfortable. I keep telling you, if I got $100,000 and the man of God asked me to sow 1,000, and I give $1,000. That's not faith for me. Because I'm not sowing out of my need, I'm sowing out of my abundance. Come on now. It's easy to give $1,000 when you got 100 grand. That's easy, y'all. Come on now. Okay. But if you got 100 grand in your account and the man of God said give 90,000, you gonna pray about that. Come on, church. Cause see, that's harder there. That requires what? Faith. And that's the faith that moves God. I don't like comfortable. God say, put your faith to work. Y'all hearing me today? Your faith, you already got the faith of Jesus on the inside of you, but your faith is not working because you'd rather be comfortable. This church quiet tonight. Look at somebody and say, use your faith.
Most of us doubt. You don't believe that you don't have faith. Everybody in here believe you got faith. But you doubt that you have enough faith. And I want to tell you today, lay hands on yourself, say, I don't have a faith problem. Now guess what? It's not that you have a faith problem, you got a knowledge problem. Give me Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Your faith works. I'm gonna preach in a minute. Let me calm down. Ephesians 2 and 8, what did it say?
Ephesians 2 and 8.
Come on.
For by grace are ye saved through faith.
Yes.
And that not of yourselves.
Yes.
It is the gift of God.
Now, God showed us in Ephesians 2, it's two ways to interpret that scripture. That grace is a gift. Mm-hmm. How many know grace is a gift?
Yes.
But not only is grace a gift, faith is a gift. God had to grant you the gift of faith because you can't believe in him by yourself. No man can come to the Father except the Spirit does what? Draw him. So because of your sin nature, you were depraved and it was impossible for you to reach him. And let me show you how powerful the love of God is. Because if I offend you, it makes sense for me, the offender, to come to the offended. Christ was the one that was offended, which means we should have been the one going to him. But he loved us so much that the offended came to the offender. Y'all ain't listening. That's love there. Most of us will not apologize when we don't think we did nothing wrong. And that shows that you don't have the love of God. Because the love of God apologizes even when you ain't did nothing wrong. But for peace sake and for reconciliation, you still say, I'm sorry. This man preacher. Because it's not about being right. It's about being righteous. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
How many know it takes love for you to go say sorry to somebody who did you wrong?
Amen.
Come on, church. Look at somebody and say, I ain't quite there yet either. Some of y'all ain't. But guess what? If you got the Holy Ghost, it's resident right there. But you got to use it. Say amen, church. Look at somebody and say, faith is a gift. Give me Romans chapter 10. So we couldn't go to him, so he came to us. My God, isn't that love?
Yes, sir.
That man emptied himself of his divinity. Took on human flesh. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Look at
Romans
what it says.
10 and 14.
Uh-huh.
How then shall they call on him
yeah.
in whom they have not believed?
Yes.
And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard?
Come on, read.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How they going to hear without a preacher? Come on.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Yes.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them
yes.
that preach the gospel of peace.
Come on.
And bring tidings of good things.
Come on.
But they have not all obeyed the gospel.
Come on.
For Isaiah said,
who have?
Lord, who have believed our report?
Read.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Faith comes by hearing by the what? Nah, that don't mean you keep getting faith. That means that when you heard the gospel, in the gospel was faith.
That's right.
That the word of God that was preached contained faith. And because the word contained faith, you was able to receive the faith that the word contained. Because words are containers. And words either contain belief or unbelief. That's why you can't let everybody talk to you. Because some people can say stuff that hinders your faith. Am I making sense? So words have power. Now, I usually always hear people say, everybody got faith. That's what everybody say. Give me that chair, brother. Give me that chair for a minute. Run. Okay. Now, most people say, everybody got faith. They say, prophet, it takes faith to sit down in a chair. That's what they say. They say it takes faith to fly on an airplane. It takes faith to go through an intersection. That's true. But guess what kind of faith it takes? Human faith.
Amen, amen.
Come on, say it with me now. Y'all listen to me. I said, they say it takes faith to sit down in a chair. That's what they say. It takes faith to fly on a plane. It takes faith to go through an intersection. That's true. But it's human faith. Stay with me. And human faith is built on sense knowledge.
Amen, amen.
It's based on what you can feel, what you can see. For instance, even though you say it takes faith to fly a plane, right, get in a plane. If you were going on that plane and that plane was making a whole bunch of noise and shaking, you would say, I'll wait for the next plane. Because I won't take no chance of this plane falling. Come on, say amen. Okay. If you went to a chair and the chair only had three legs, you ain't going to sit in that chair and tell yourself, I believe by faith. No, you're going to get you another chair. Okay. Even when it comes to going through an intersection, you don't just go through an intersection. What do? You look. Come on, church. You pay attention to what you see. You look to your left. You look to your right. You pay attention to sound. Because that faith is built on sense knowledge. It's based on what you can see, what you can hear, what you can feel. But salvation faith is not built on sense. It's built on what you can't see. What you mean? Salvation is built on a God you've never seen. A devil you've never seen. Hold on. Come on. A heaven that you know you're going to, but you've never seen it. How many of y'all believe in sin? Raise your hand. How many of you believe sin is real? You ever seen sin? You've seen the consequences. You've seen the product of it, but you don't know what sin look like. You don't know if sin look orange, if it's purple, if it's a big mark on people. You don't know. But can't nobody tell you sin isn't real, because salvation of the God kind of faith is built on what you can't see. Can I keep going? Yeah. Give me Romans chapter 4, verse 17. I'm going to show you the God kind of faith. And this is the faith that you have in you right now. You ain't praying for it. I ain't going to lay hands on you and give it to you. When you receive Jesus, you receive God faith. Romans 4:17. Come on.
As it is written,
yes.
I have made thee a father of many nations.
Yes.
Before him whom he believed.
Come on.
Even God who quickeneth the dead.
Yes.
And calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Now here's God. God said, let me show you how my faith works. Okay. This God telling you, this is how my faith works. God, how your faith works? I seen a man named Abram, whose name was Abram, who had a wife with a dead womb. But I told him, with his wife having a dead womb and not paying attention to his situation, I told him, you're going to be a father. Y'all missed it. The word Abram means prince. Abraham means father of many nations. God said, Abraham, before you was a father, I called you a father, because I don't need proof to determine it's true. All I need to do is say it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stop looking at your account to determine whether you're a millionaire. Because the God kind of faith does not operate based on what you see. It's God calling you rich when your situation don't look like it. Think about this. Before God created the sun, there had never been a sun before. God didn't have no model. He didn't have nothing to look to. He didn't have no example. That's why everything he made after the counsel of his own will. God consulted with himself. My God, that's a bad God. He didn't meet with nobody. He didn't have no board meeting. He just made an executive decision and said, I'm God. And I'm trying to tell you that when you get ready to speak stuff in your life, stop consulting with people and say, if I said I got it, I'm going to have it. You don't need folk to believe in what you believe. God kind of faith. That man said, son, be. And the sun was swung 93 million miles in the sky. Told the sun, take the day shift. Looked at the moon and said, you take the night shift. That's what God did.
Yes, he did.
Son, be. King de la makukuli di diya. Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Millionaire, be. Healed, be healed, ah! Be rich, be wealthy, be saved, be delivered, be set. I feel something coming in here. Look at somebody say, be. It's time for you to be everything God called you to be. It's time for you to walk in everything God's spoken over your life. I prophesy over this house that poverty will never be your issue. Be seated. You don't need no proof. Stop looking at your education. Stop looking at I don't have no degrees. Stop looking at I didn't graduate. Hola bashata. When a man ways, please the Lord. I make folk with education come sit at your feet. They're trying to figure out what manner of man is this. Where did you get this wisdom from? Y'all ain't talking back to me in here. Jesus was 12 years old in the temple, amazing the philosophers and the doctors, because his wisdom did not come from the earth, but he had a supernatural, godly, Ancient of Day wisdom. And I declare over you, you have the wisdom of a multi-billionaire. Praise God. Are y'all hearing me? Be seated. God was showing you that my faith, his faith, is not limited in no capacity. You give him the worst situation. God said, that's how my faith works. So watch this. Human faith looks at the chair to determine whether you're going to sit in it. Salvation is sitting in a chair that you can't see.
You're teaching tonight.
No chair there. I don't have a chair, but I know it's a chair. Why are you sitting down? Because I got a chair there. I don't see it. Don't have to see it, but I know it's there. Why are you living right? Because I'm going to heaven. Never seen heaven, but I know I'm going there. Why are you giving? Because I'm a multimillionaire. Where the money at? Don't know, but I know it's somewhere in the works. I feel something changing. That's why the enemy coming against me. That's why the devil is trying to discourage me, because I'm right at the break. Come on.
Look at somebody say, it's already done.
Can I keep going?
Give me 1 Peter chapter 1. Being born again.
Yes, Lord.
Not of corruptible seed.
Not of corruptible seed.
But of incorruptible.
Uh-huh.
By the word of God.
Stop right there. Now look at me. God told Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Nicodemus thought natural.
Yeah.
Nicodemus said, I'm old. I can't be born again. How am I going to do that? Do I got to re-enter into my mother's womb? He was thinking in the flesh. God said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You don't know which way it's coming from. Can't see it, but you can feel it. He said, now that which is flesh is flesh, but that which is spirit is spirit. He was telling him, you got to be born again, but your born again experience is not natural. This thing is spiritual. How many of you in here know you've been born again? Put your hand down. How many of you know? How many seen yourself in the spirit? Hold on, wait. How many of y'all seen yourself come through a womb in the spirit? You seen yourself come through a womb. Never seen it. But you know you're born again. Because God said faith is not contingent upon what you see, but you are born of an incorruptible seed. And that seed is the word of God. Can I keep going?
Yes.
All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 2. You cannot believe that you are born again with human faith, because human faith is based on what you see. But by faith, you know you've been born again. And the faith that you used for salvation was not your faith. It was the faith of God. Galatians 2:16, what did it say?
Galatians 2:16.
Pay attention to what it says. Listen, read.
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law.
You're not justified by the works of the law.
But by the faith of Jesus
Christ. Stop right there. Not faith in, but faith. Read.
Even when we have believed in Jesus Christ,
yes,
that we might be justified by the faith of Christ.
You got to be justified by the faith of Christ. Give me verse 20. Come
verse
on.
Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live.
Come on.
Yet not I.
Christ.
But Christ liveth in me.
And
the life which I now live,
uh-huh,
in the flesh I live by the faith of the Son of God.
I don't live this life by faith in the Son of God, but I live it by his faith. I got the faith of the Son of God, which means my living holy ain't even me. And see, the problem is you keep trying to do it with your faith. And God said, you can't live this life unless I live it through you. Because in him I live. Move, that's Acts 17:28, and have my very being. The only way you can live this life is you got to submit your members to him and let him live the life through you. Lay hands on yourself again and say, I have the faith of God.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Carn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, every Sunday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. at 1600 Clanton Road, Charlotte, North Carolina, or at KCC St. Mary's in St. Mary's, Georgia, every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. at 124 Industrial Drive, St. Mary's, Georgia. Call 1-833-522-5433 or 1-855-984-2276. Visit us at kccharlotte.org, kccjex.org, or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.